We're here from the Yardley Institute. It's Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, in just a second, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Norma. And my understanding is she doesn't have like this laundry list of terrible symptoms that she brought to you?
No, she doesn't. In fact, she came to me as a result of her husband coming to me prior to that.
Okay.
He had heard us on the radio and he came in and so he liked what he saw.
Yeah.
And he made an appointment for her to come in.
So is this like a quality of life, a preventive care kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly. So much of what's called preventative care is not preventative care. It's early detection. But people that get the idea like Chuck and Norma have, they understand that you've got to deal with the problem before it becomes a problem.
Or a much bigger problem, certainly.
Exactly. When it becomes permanent, it's very difficult to reverse at that point.
Well, let's talk to Norma. Norma, welcome aboard. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here to harass you.
Hi, Norma.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Norma, why don't you begin by telling us what your problem was before you saw Dr. Yardley. I understand you had some trouble with your right hip. Is that right?
Right. The right hip would go out at certain pain point, and it would not stay in, no matter what other, what types of things that I seemed to try. And with time, seems to happen as we get older, doesn't it? With time, it just seemed to happen more and more frequently, which was a bit troubling.
Now, Norma, you came to us because your husband twisted your arm and talked you into coming in.
That's right.
Yes. And at that time, you were actually seeing two other doctors to get help.
Right.
That's right.
There were two other.
So, Norma, you sounded to me like you would be kind of skeptical when you walked in the door.
Oh, I was very skeptical. I couldn't figure. We live in North Seattle.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out why he was going all the way to Federal Way on this wild goose chase.
Oh, wild goose chase.
And then he gets you hooked into it.
And then he came home with this certificate after he had been to a presentation by Dr. Yardley, a health presentation, and said that I could go be evaluated and listen to the same presentation. And I thought, well, that would give me an understanding of what, you know, he was finding so fascinating out there. So I did, and it made sense. The more I learned, the more it just the whole logic of you know, how things work together.
And so when you got to Dr. Yardley and they did the metrics, the tests, and you went into the procedure, I'm sure you found that it was terribly invasive and painful, and you swore you'd never go again.
Oh, you hardly know you'd been touched.
Really?
Did that challenge, was that a challenge for you?
No, I wasn't fearful. Actually,
no.
of the adjustment.
Did you wonder if he'd done anything?
Yeah, what was amazing was the results from such a slight movement.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, tell us about the results. What happened?
Okay, my hip was really hurting when I went in there, so I said, okay, this will be a good test because I am now, you know, in not too good a way.
Right.
And so I went in, and he adjusted the upper cervical thing. And lo and behold, my hip pain actually did go away.
And we didn't even touch the hips,
no,
did we?
No, and the hip was not touched. So the connection between that whole spinal column in the body is just really, that's the master control up there, I think.
Well, apparently. Now, you had some issues with your neck, too, and they're kind of, you feel like they're kind of interconnected between your neck and your hip. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, and the neck just has kind of ceased to be a problem.
Completely?
Right.
Wow. Right.
And when your neck does go out, which is not very often, then the hip problem revisits you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, that's how I know the neck is probably going out, is because the hip starts to bother me.
You realize that you two are telling me that the neck bone is connected to the hip bone.
Right.
Right.
It's connected to the knee bone.
It just skipped the whole rest of the body,
right,
you know?
That's right. And these days, do you have to be adjusted very often?
No.
You hold for months and months
in
and months?
In fact, I went back after my last time in, and I think it had been 6 months since my last actual adjustment.
Wow.
That's which was really a long time for me.
So I gather you're not so skeptical anymore.
No, absolutely not.
Now, you've had your kids, I don't know, child or children, have gone in and see Dr. Yardley, too.
Yes.
And they were they skeptics too?
One more than the other.
Right.
And both have had what kind of experience?
Both have had good results.
So we got a happy family here is what I'm hearing from you.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
And Norma, real quickly, let me just ask you, now that these changes have happened in your life, what has been the, what's that done to the quality of your life?
It's improved it a lot because there's more mobility for a longer period without any negative things. There's I sleep better. There's more energy because I think pain drains you, any sort of pain drains you.
Sure.
Energy level.
Yeah.
And it's just better.
And she still lives in North Seattle. She hasn't moved any closer to us.
Yeah.
No, I keep trying to think that they should open, you know, an auxiliary office up here someplace.
Yes, the Norma location.
Hey, right.
Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great day, Norma.
Thank you.
How about that, Frank?
I think that's pretty impressive. I mean, you have two people, both she and her husband have come and seen you. They don't have huge symptoms.
No.
It's all about quality of life, isn't it?
Exactly.
And when you align the brain with the spine, you're not curing something. You're kind of cutting the body loose to do what it does best.
That's exactly correct. And that brain-body connection is so crucial to the body being able to work the way it's designed to.
Okay, here's your chance to find out if you, in fact, are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. I can't imagine why you wouldn't be. You want to call 866-529-1105. Or stay there. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, next on AM 770, The Truth.